This is Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Well, I think a lot of people are feeling some anxiety as we head into Election Day, so we wanted to end today's show with an inspiring story. Boise middle schooler Topher Jones created the Lonesome Larry Project to save Idaho's sockeye salmon by, get this, selling socks. In just 1 year, Topher has raised more than $12,000 to protect the sockeye as well as other threatened fish in the western United States. And if you remember, we've talked with Topher before. Back in October, I got a chance to speak with Topher and his mom, Karen, once again. And I started by asking Topher, who I actually know because our kids have gone to school together, how he came up with this idea.
In the summer, between fifth and sixth grade, I visited the Sawtooth Fish Hatchery by Stanley, Idaho. And on a board, it showed a sign that said, that showed how many fish had returned to Redfish Lake. And I noticed that in 1992, only one sockeye salmon returned to Redfish Lake. And I later figured out that that fish was named Lonesome Larry by the press. And he inspired me to start the Lonesome Larry Project, and I sell socks and donate 100% of the profit to research and conservation to help save the salmon.
And then, so the big news here is that you were just awarded a really prestigious prize. You were named a winner of the 2020 Gloria Barron Prize for Young Heroes. Now, for people who aren't aware of that, the Barron Prize every year honors 25 outstanding young leaders who have made a significant positive difference to people in the environment. And then the 15 top winners each receive $10,000 to support their service work or higher education. Now, Topher, I know that you had to apply for this, and you did in the spring. When you applied, did you think, you know what, I've got a good chance of this, or was it just like, well, I might as well, I've done this project. And then you get the call that you're a winner.
Well, I thought it was just something that might be fun to do, because like I always have a chance. And it turns out that I was one of the 500 applicants across North America, and I was one of the 25 winners.
Karen, when Topher came to you to say, "Hey, Mom, I want to start this project," What did you think? Was it just one of those other, like, I mean, you've got a few kids, right? And I've got a couple kids. They come up with some crazy ideas. So when he said, "Mom, I want to do this," what did you think?
Well, I actually, it's funny because a lot of times Topher comes up with lots of ideas, and a lot of times I'm quick to say, "No, I don't think that's going to work. maybe keep thinking." But then when he came with this one of, "Mom, I want to sell socks to save the sockeye," I was like, "Whoa, that is a great idea. I can get behind that." Yeah. I think it's in our family, I think we really value our earth, our natural resources. And so I think it was a topic that was very much in alignment with our values. And so it was actually one of those, aha, that's a great idea. I can get behind that.
So then, Karen, when he decided to apply for this, I mean, as Topher just said, 500 applicants, and he was named one of the winners. That's always a long shot, but the worst that can happen is that you don't win, but you try.
Absolutely. I think all of our jaws sort of dropped when we got the call on it. And I just think it's really cool. First of all, I think it's really neat that there's an organization out there that's trying to find kids and young people that are doing something and then really encourage them, support them, help them in their education, help them in their cause, and really come around behind them. I think that's the Barron Prize team, it's an amazing group of people. And you look back at these kids that have won this, and it's just really, it's really amazing. It's an honor, and what a privilege to be involved in it. So
And Topher, I think your mom makes a good point, right? That to have a group in an organization that recognizes what, you know, what youngsters do, what youth do. Because I think a lot of adults would be surprised that a 12-year-old kid, and frankly, you were 11 when you came up with this idea. What do you want adults to know about kids?
Well, I want adults to know that we need to educate, believe, and support our kids, because kids can do amazing things. Like, I really would like to thank the Gloria Baron Prize team, because they recognize young people who are making a difference.
And another thing, Topher, that I know you really wanted to stress is that, you know, our fish and our natural resources are in trouble, and you want to make sure folks know that there are numerous organizations, even just within our state, right, that people can support.
Yeah. There are lots of them, like the Idaho Fish and Wildlife Foundation and the Idaho Conservation League. There are also a lot more that I haven't named. And you, it's really good to support them, because it's really important what they're doing.
Yeah, okay, so to jump in, I know that Topher just hopes by, you know, people wearing these socks or by buying these things, that it helps give a big reminder of what we need to do our part to help protect our natural resources. Mm-hmm. And there's organizations out there that are deep into helping, and so to really support those organizations as well.
That was my October interview with Boise Middle School student Topher Jones, creator of the Lonesome Larry Project, which sells socks to save sockeye salmon. I want to thank all of you for joining us today on Idaho Matters. It is Monday. It is the day before Election Day. If you have not voted, make a plan to vote. Do that tomorrow. I want to say a big thank you to our producers, Frankie Barnhill and Samantha Wright. Samantha, it's good to have you back from vacation. And our production assistant, Molly Wampler. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Have a great rest of your day. We'll see you back here tomorrow.